Life Incidents by James S. White. Chapter, Permanency of the Work. No provision has been made for the establishment of permanent institutions among Adventists. Indeed, we have no means of ascertaining the number of ministers and others who have embraced the Advent faith. We only know that there are several hundred congregations and a still larger number of ministers who have publicly professed the faith, besides many who still remain in the churches of the land. Those who have espoused this cause have honestly believed in the coming of the Lord about AD 1843, and as honest men they have kept to their work of sounding the alarm. All peculiarities of creed or policy have been lost sight of in the absorbing inquiry concerning the coming of the heavenly bridegroom. Those who have engaged in this enterprise are from all the various sects in the land, Protestant Episcopal, Methodist Episcopal, Methodist Protestant, Primitive Methodist, Wesleyan Methodist, Close Communion Baptist, Calvinistic and Arminian Baptists, Presbyterians, Old and New School Congregationalists, Old and New School Lutheran, Dutch Reformed, etc., etc. All these have agreed to work together for the accomplishment of a certain object, and the organization to which this has given rise, so far as there is anything which may be called an organization, is of the most simple, voluntary, and primitive form, while the engrossing and scriptural character of the grand object has kept those who have been brought under its influence above the considerations which so generally divide the household of faith. It has also made them frank and kind in expressing their minor differences and forbearing toward each other on subordinate questions upon which they may not see alike, and in this is their strength. In 1842, Robert Winter, an Englishman by birth and a primitive Methodist by profession, fell in with the Adventists in this country and embraced the doctrine. In the fall of the year, he resolved to return to England and proclaim the coming of the Lord. He did return and commence the work. God owned his truth, and it took effect, and many have been raised up to join with him in spreading the light through these islands of the sea. Last summer, camp or field meetings were held in different parts of England with great success. Books and papers to a large amount have been sent to England and scattered abroad through the country, and several books and papers have been republished in that country with great effect. The British provinces adjoining the United States have been visited and furnished with the light. Our beloved brother Hutchinson in Montreal has published a large amount of matter in his paper, The Voice of Elijah, and sent it over the United Kingdoms. But I must choose this brief sketch of the rise and progress of Adventism, or my space will be more than full. But a few only out of the multitude of incidents which should enter into a work of this kind have been noticed. But this is all we have room to give in the present sketch. The judge is at the door, and will make a more full and accurate development of this great work than human heart can indite or hand record. Concerning Adventism, it may be truly said, "What hath God wrought?" No cause of moral or religious character, probably, ever made so rapid advances as the cause of Adventism. Its votaries have usually been the most humble, pious, devoted members of the different churches, men and women who love their Lord, and to whom the thought of His glorious advent has been a source of sweetest pleasure. The hand of Providence has everywhere opened the way and provided the means for doing all that human means could do. None of the lecturers have made themselves rich or even held what little they had when they embarked in the enterprise. Everything has been freely sacrificed when the cause demanded it. Never have a set of men labored more faithfully and zealously in the cause of God or with purer motives. But their work is with the Lord, and their record on high. It is asked what we intend to do, now the time is expired. Our answer is, we intend, by the Lord's help, to spread the glad tidings of the kingdom of God until it appears. The arguments which have been presented on the prophetic history and periods, together with the signs of the times, have lost none of their strength, and we purpose to continue presenting them until the Master comes, that we may be found giving his household meat in due season.